I'm going to present a parallel page cache IOPS and caching for multi-core systems. And my name is Dajun, and Randall Burns and Alex Saleh is my advisor at Johns Hopkins. So the parallel page cache I'm going to present is very scalable for high IOPS workload, and our target is 4 million IOPS. And our idea is that we partition the global cache into many small page sets to eliminate the cache, eliminate the log contentions. And we have a design for SMP and also a design for a Neumann machine. And this cache is designed for cloud data service. So here I give you an intuitive way to see how our cache is different from the traditional page cache. So this is the traditional page cache. It is a monolithic cache with a global log to protect from concurrent access. And this is our cache design. We are partitioning the cache into small sets, and each set is protected by by their own logs. So, in this presentation, I will first present our motivation, and I will talk about Linux page cache and why it failed in the current cloud workload. And then I will talk about our goal, and I will present two designs. One is for SMP, and the other one is for Neumann machine. And then I will present our preliminary experiment results, and I will briefly mention our future work. So currently, the hardware trend is our computer can provide a very high IOPS. So because of the prevalence of SSD, and SSD now is very common, and it is getting more and more powerful. For example, the Fusion I/O can provide over 1 million IOPS. And the other trend is our computer is equipped with many cores. And the trend is there will be more and more cores integrated in the CPU. So in the future, we can expect we will have very powerful parallel computation power. And meanwhile, the cloud in the cloud data service, the key value stores require a lot of index lookup, which generate a very small random access to the storage device. And in this cloud I/O workload, it has the access is usually very random, and it has a very, it's much lower cache heat. So however, our current OS page cache was designed for a magnetic disk. It has only like thousands of IOPS, and it was also designed for high cache hit rate. So the current OS page cache cannot really work well with the cloud workload. So the question is, can we just remove the page cache and use direct I/O, simply just use direct I/O? And let's have a look at the performance of SSD and memory. So in this table, the first device shown here is the Fusion I/O. This is the fastest Fusion I/O I have seen. So, and it can provide a little bit over 1 million IOPS. But if we look at DDR3, this is DDR3 1333, is commonly used in our desktop. And it can easily provide like over 7 million IOPS. And the other performance gap between SSD and the DRAM is the latency. So we can see that SSD is thousands of times slower than DDR3 here. And also for SSD, if the smallest access is 512 bytes, and for DRAM it's 128 bytes if the cache line is 128 bytes. So if we want to access very, very small objects in the device, and if we use SSD, we need to access much more unnecessary data, which just further hurt the performance. So I mean, we can see that memory cache provides a higher throughput, and it can also hide the latency. So in conclusion, we need a memory cache. Let's have a look at the Linux page cache. So in Linux, pages are managed in a global page pool. So since all threads can access the page pool, then we need a log to protect it. And also Linux use a Redis tree as index for pages in a file. And also, again, all threads can access it, and we need a log. Currently, actually, Linux community has made a lot of effort to make the kernel more scalable. So right now, searching in the cache index is protected by read copy update. It is a log-free mechanism, so it can be very scalable, and it has very good performance if we just want to read data from the cache. However, eventually we still need to replace replace pages in the cache. So whenever we need to replace a page, we need to grab a log, grab a spin log for the global page pool and also for the cache index. And those global logs just destroy the performance of the Linux cache. So our goal is, as I said, we want memory cache. And we want a memory cache with extremely low overhead for massive parallel access. And we focus on cloud workload. So in this workload, most accesses are reads. And it has a parallel distribution, meaning most access come from very few pages. And I have to point out that we are focusing on scalability. So we are willing to sacrifice some page some cache hit rate. Okay, here is our first design. As I said before, global locks just destroy the performance. So we needed to reduce log contention. And our solution is to replace a global lock with fine-grained locks. And here is how we do it. So we partition the cache into small sets. And in our current implementation, we use each set has only 8 pages. And we also in each set, we also have non-resident pages. This page is actually, they were in the cache, but because of the cache space limit, we evict, they were evicted. But we want to still keep some hit, keep some hit, cache hit information for our eviction policy. And also each set has a log to protect the page metadata. But I have to say, the content of the page is not protected by the log for the efficiency purpose. And all the metadata of a page set is stored in the contiguous memory. And in current implementation, metadata can fit in 4 cache lines. So for each search and update, we need there are very few cache misses. So since cache size is always much smaller than the data in the storage, we need to have a page eviction policy. And our page eviction policy works inside a set, meaning if a set is full, then we just pick a page from the same set and remove it. And for the normal page, we use a least frequently used policy because the frequency works much better in the power law distribution workload, and it is very easy to implement when the cache size is small. And for the non-resident pages, we use the least recently used policy because we still want to capture some recency information from the workload. And this this cache is designed for SMP. Okay, let's move to the next design. So the previous design actually doesn't work well in the NUMA machine. The reason is remote memory access has very long latency. So we have to avoid remote memory access as much as possible. So our solution is to partition the cache by NUMA nodes. And then all cores in a NUMA node share cache partition. And a NUMA node is treated as a node in the distributed system. So here is what I mean. So in this example, there are two NUMA nodes, node 1 and node 2. And each node has a partition of cache attached to it. So when the application issue request to the cache, and the request will first be hashed and will be redistributed according to their hash value. So in this example, request one and request three will be sent to node two, and request two will be sent to node one. And a call in a node will be randomly picked to serve the request and for load balancing. And each workload each call has a work thread attached to it to a serve request. And when the request is served, the work thread will send a reply back to the thread that initial the request. And also, all inter-call communication is done with message passing. And for the efficiency purpose, we bundle multiple requests and replies in a single message. So there's a trade-off here. We can bundle more requests and replies in a single message and send it out. We can achieve a higher throughput. But then we can also get a longer latency. So we need. I think in the future we need to explore this trade-off. And we have an asynchronous I/O-like programming interface. So the application needed to call access function to send multiple requests to the cache, and then when the application send maximum number of requests, it needed to call a wait function to wait for replies. And when a reply comes, a callback function specified by the application will be invoked. Okay, let's have a look at the experiment and the results. So we did three sets of experiments. So the first experiment is to see how scalable our cache is under a high page turnover rate. And we also want to see how much overhead can the page cache, our page cache generate. And we perform this experiment under a random workload without any cache hits. And the second experiment is to see what is the cache hit rate. So we said, as I said before, we are willing to trade to sacrifice some cache hit rate for the scalability. But if the cache hit rate is really terrible, then our cache is no use and no good either, right? So for this experiment. We perform it under the Zephyr workload. And for the third experiment, we want to see the overall runtime performance of this page cache compared with Linux page cache. And again, we perform this experiment under Zephyr workload. So the Zephyr workload I will talk about is a random read-only workload, and we use Yahoo Cloud Serving Benchmark to generate the workload. And in all experiments, data is stored in on RAM disk, and we use XFS for the experiment because we found that this file system can perform the best for the concurrent directory access. And all experiment is performed on 48 core Neumann machine. And okay, here is the first experiment. So we want to see, we want to compare the performance of our cache versus direct I/O in the SMP environment. And in this graph, we can see that actually our cache has it scales very well, and it has very low overhead. Even with 12 threads, and Linux page cache, the performance of Linux page cache collapsed with 6 threads. And that's the question is, why does Linux cache scale so poorly? And here, this graph is to illustrate the log overhead in the kernel, because we know the most overhead in the from or the Linux page cache comes from the log. And in this graph, and again, and the x-axis is the number of threads, and the y-axis is the percentage of the total runtime caused by the spin log. And we can see that the log overhead increase significantly with the number of threads increase. And when there are 12 threads, 50% of time, 50% of time is used by the spin log in the kernel. Okay, then for this experiment, we performed the same experiment as before, but we scale our program to 48 cores in the machine. And this black vertical line shows where our previous experiments scale to. And in this experiment, we can see that the Linux page cache really performed very terribly. And our first cache design doesn't work so well in the Numa machine because there are a lot of remote memory access, and our Numa cache can scale very well, and it has almost as well as direct IO. So now we have seen our cache can scale very well, and let's have a look at its cache hit rate. And we compare its cache hit rate with Linux page cache. And Linux page cache use a variant of Clock Pro, and which is is shown in the blue line as the baseline. And we can have two conclusions here. So for the first conclusion, we can see the frequency works much better than recency in our cache under the Zipf-ion workload. The reason is in the Zipf-ion workload, if a cache is accessed many times, it is very likely it will be accessed again. So we want to keep those most frequently accessed page in the cache. And the frequency policy can achieve that. And the other conclusion is our set associative cache with the LFU can realize a cache hit rate similar to a Clock Pro, and that is very good for us. At last, we want to measure the runtime performance of our cache under the Zipf-ion workload. And in this experiment, the cache hit rate is about 60%, and we measure reads per second, the number of reads per second instead of IOPS from the underlying storage device. And we see when there is only one thread, our cache can perform very similar as Linux page cache. However, when there are 12 threads, and our cache can really double the performance of Linux page cache. So for the future work, as I mentioned before, we are using, currently our performance is measured on RAM disk. So we really need to evaluate the performance on SSD because there is more overhead below the file system layer. There is an overhead in the block layer and also the overhead from the device driver. So those overheads may impact our design. And then currently our cache is implemented in the user space, so we need an in-kernel implementation to compare with Linux page cache more fairly. And also we need a more dynamic cache sizing implementation. And that's it. Thanks.
Hello, Namar Afik from Google. So one of the other reasons why we use direct IO when doing IO to SSDs is because it helps with zero copy. So you don't have to copy your data to the kernel and then copy from the kernel to user space if you're doing direct IO. So is that an effect that you observed when doing your experiments, or you did not really see any of that?
Right. So you are saying if we use a cache, then we need to do two copies. Yes. Then.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that if you are doing direct I/O, if you run an experiment with direct I/O, you don't do this copying that I just described. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing an experiment in which your system is doing some computation also. While doing I/O, then you will actually see the impact of that copying overhead.
I would say definitely. But I mean, currently the performance of SSD is still much much slower. It's much much worse than the memory. Yeah. So that overhead might be not that large. I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would recommend you to run some experiments because I think that's. That's going to be another thing which will still be attractive for doing direct I/O.
Will really depend on the how fast the data is read from the disk, right?
Yeah.
Ajay Gulati, VMware. So you mentioned the overhead and lock contention in terms of percentages. Do you have some sense of how much is the absolute time in terms of overhead on lock contention?
Absolute time. So if I mean, in the graph I show is how much the percentage, right? If I know the overall runtime, then times 50%, then it is
the absolute
time.
You're doing experiments on RAM disk, which is very fast. Whereas if you were doing actual IOs to the underlying disk or SSD, that number may not be very high. So the overall performance degradation may not show up as much as it shows on the experiment.
That's true. I think the copy rate might be very similar because our target copy rate is 1 million IOPS. So for this experiment, as we showed before, the number of IOPS we can achieve using a RAM disk is almost in the same of magnitude, the same order of magnitude. So I would think, I think the log overhead will be still very large. Maybe not as large as 50%. Then I'm not very sure. We need to run the experiment to see.
Okay. Thank you.
We have some more time. Any more questions? So I have one question. So you said your current implementation is in the user space.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us any intuition in Linux page cache as an in-kernel implementation? Can you give us an intuition of what will happen to the comparison once the implementation is actually inside the kernel?
So you are saying what is the other overhead if we implement in the kernel? We were thinking about that. I think. Obviously, if we implement in the kernel, then we need to have the context switch. When we do the experiment, we use a perf to measure the overhead in the entire system, and we didn't really see much overhead is generated by the kernel. I mean, in the system call and also in the overhead in the VFS. We didn't see much overhead. So I will expect the performance might be very similar.
Any other questions? All right, let's thank the speaker.
Thank you.